You're listening to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and here's hour two for the weekend of March 20th, 2021.
Well, big news in the Wall Street Journal this past week. People are giving themselves new titles. They're getting away from chief executive officer, president, executive vice president, chairperson of the board. So Elon Musk now wants to be known as Techno King of Tesla. That's right. And his finance officer is the Master of Coin, which he shares with the character from Game of Thrones. So now it's true, if you've ever wondered it. Hello, Elon, because you are totally copying me. I am America's beloved digital goddess, and now you want to be Techno King? Crazy stuff. What does Elon Musk and Thomas Edison have in common? They both got rich off of Tesla. Yes. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life. You can find the Kim Komando Show on 400 top radio stations throughout the United States, streaming in your favorite radio app and available as a podcast over at getkim.com. Because after all, I am Kim Komando, America's beloved digital goddess. Yeah. Techno King. Maybe I should call myself the Techno Queen. You can also find us on the American Forces Network Radio. Thanks to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force for protecting our great nation right here and right now. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. I'm sure you have at least a few questions. That's 1-888-825-5254. And have to thank a couple of sponsors who helped make this show possible. LinkedIn.com. 2020 is looking up. If part of your growth strategy is adding new members to your business, LinkedIn Jobs finds the right person quickly. And to make things better, you can get your first job post absolutely free. What I like about LinkedIn is an active community, 722 million professionals, and getting started is easier than ever. You can post a job with targeted screening questions to help you find qualified candidates. And that's the deal. LinkedIn will quickly get your role in front of more qualified candidates. So you can manage job posts, you can contact candidates from a single view on LinkedIn.com, because now all these different functions are streamlined into just one simple screen. And you can do all this from your mobile device no matter where the day takes you. And that's how LinkedIn Jobs can help you hire the right person faster. Stop messing around with all these other job sites. When your business is ready to make that next great hire, find the right person with LinkedIn Jobs. And now you can post a job for free. You have to go to the special address for that. Just visit linkedin.com/Kim. That's linkedin.com/Kim. Terms and conditions apply. And NetSuite, trust me when I say I know the pains of running a small business. And when you're the owner, you might be the marketeer, the accountant, the IT person, any other role under the sun. And when you're doing it all, you need the right tools. And so don't let QuickBooks and spreadsheets slow you down and making things harder than usual. What you want to do is you want to start making decisions based on the data, not on your gut. And that's why you need to upgrade to NetSuite and stop paying for these multiple systems that don't really give you the data that you need to make decisions and when you need it. So ditch all the old software that you've outgrown. NetSuite by Oracle is the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your finances, HR, inventory, e-commerce, everything, all in one place, instantaneously. So whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in revenue, you can actually save time and money with NetSuite. Join over 24,000 companies using NetSuite right now. And let NetSuite show you how they're going to benefit your business. You get a free product tour, no obligation, no risk, netsuite.com/Kim. netsuite.com/Kim. Once again, that's netsuite.com/Kim. All right, let's start this hour with five things you need to know about consumer tech to keep you up to date, make a difference in how you use your devices or what you buy and what you spend your money on. We're going to start with Facebook. Yes, big tech company. They think that they have the new must-have gadget of the future. Portable smart display? No, that was 2018. What about Oculus VR headsets? Those are for the kids. Facebook's new Ray-Ban smart glasses aren't out, but now the whole internet blog, tech bloggers are going crazy about this because Facebook says that they're working to replace mouse clicks and screen taps with finger twitches. They're working on the equivalent of a mind-reading wristband that reads nerve impulses sent from your brain to your hand. Just think Tom Cruise, Minority Report. Remember when he was gesturing his fingers and arms to manipulate what you see on the screen? He was moving around files and virtual objects. I mean, how groundbreaking. They say after smartphones, the next big thing is going to be a combination of smart glasses, headphones, wearables. The problem is Facebook, it's already old news. You didn't invent any of this. Apple, Intel, others have been working on this direction for years. When you think about it, Facebook has never, ever created a successful hardware device. Probably never will, because Its resources are going to be spent fighting an antitrust war of its own making. And no mind-reading wristband is going to stop that. Number two, what took them so long? Wow, finally? I think they must have gotten in trouble that we don't know about. Because now the legal eagles are telling Tinder that you've got to fix an obvious problem, and you have to let users run background checks on potential matches. So Tinder got together with a nonprofit called Garbo that can search for information through public records, like arrests, convictions, restraining orders, and more. And so all the Tinder user needs is a first and last name, or simply the first name and a phone number. And then once this feature arrives on Tinder, it's not going to be free. Tinder's parent company also owns Match and OkCupid, and they say they're working out a pricing structure with Garbo. But here's the deal. Just over to commando.com. We've got all kinds of tips on finding information about people online. And while you're at it, you can run a background check on yourself. And remember, there are only two kinds of people on Tinder. Those who are right for you and those who are left. Number three, Google found one thing that they're not tracking about you, because they track the sites that you visit, right? What you shop for, what you buy, even in incognito mode. Google knows what you like to watch on TV, your favorite songs, where you go. They track your phone. This way they can throw more targeted ads your way. And now, new this week, Google wants to watch you sleep too. For months, we've been hearing that Google was working on sleep tracking. This week, the brand new Google Nest Hub was unveiled, the second generation. Looks like the old one, but the revamped 7-inch smart display, they say it's sleeker, faster, better speaker, more smarts under the hood. But the headline that everybody's all obsessed with was that now the Nest can track your sleep without you having to put on any kind of wearable. And that's thanks to something called the Soli Radar technology from Google. What it does is analyzes how the person closest to the hub is sleeping based on factors like movement and breathing. It's done completely through radar, sensors, and mics since there's no camera. Now, Google says that the sleep sensing feature is optional. Any data it sends, any data it has, doesn't send to the servers. It's $99, should ship at the end of the month. So Google will track your sleep. Not much left for our privacy. Yeah, that dawned on me too. Number four, new AirPods? What? That's right. Leaked images showing the alleged final product looks exactly like the AirPods Pro, minus the removable ear tips, but not so fast. They were supposed to be here at the end of March, but now they're going to go into production, they say, not until Q3. So we're going to have this big Apple announcement, they say, soon. What are they going to be announcing? Well, the AirTags, which is Apple's take on tile trackers. Apple's set to release also an updated iPad Pro, faster processor, better camera, better display. As far as when, the new 11, 13-inch iPad Pro could be announced in April. So if you're in the market for a big iPad, just don't buy it right now. And finally, number five, Megxit. Yes. Did you happen to catch the Oprah interview with Harry, the royal formerly known as Prince, and Meghan Markle? What a train wreck that was. Well, it really had a lot of impact on many people who watched it, including a woman in California by the name of Anastasia Hansen. She says that since Harry and Meghan, were no longer getting a royal paycheck, she felt so badly for them. So she started a GoFundMe to pay off the mortgage for their California mansion. Now, a couple of things you need to remember. First of all, Harry and Meghan paid $14.6 million for their little place, 9-bedroom, 16-bathroom. They put $5 million cash down. So Hansen did the math, and she set the GoFundMe goal of the campaign at $10 million. But it was a total bust. After a few days, the GoFundMe raised about $110. GoFundMe took it down. And I will tell you, during the interview, Meghan looked lovely. She was wearing a $5,000 dress during that interview. And, you know, I started thinking about this. I donated to a charity called OnlyFans because, let me tell you, those girls, they can't even afford any clothes. If you have 30 free minutes, you never have to worry about a break-in at home ever again. That's how quick and easy it is to set up a new security system from SimpliSafe. It's the kind of thing that's so easy you can do it during a Netflix binge, watching the game, or listening to a certain radio show. SimpliSafe is also incredibly easy to customize for your home. Just go to simplysafekim.com to choose the exact sensors you need or get help from one of their experts. Now, you might assume everyone in your house already feels safe, but they might not. It's a great conversation every family should have. And SimpliSafe is an easy step you can make to just make sure that everyone feels safe at home. With SimpliSafe, you just don't get this arsenal of cameras and sensors. You also get the best professional monitors in the business. And with fast, free shipping, by this time next week, you and your entire family can go to bed knowing that you're protected and you're safe. So go to this special address. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com. You can customize your system. And for a limited time, there's a free HD security camera there for you. Just got to pick it up. Plus, there's a 60-day risk-free trial. You have nothing to lose. That's SimpliSafeKim.com. SimpliSafeKim.com. And that free HD security camera, I meant pick it up. You just got to put it into your card. I mean, obviously, you're not going to go anywhere. That address, again, is SimpliSafeKim.com. All right, coming up in our digital privacy tip, there's a free app that will do a total security check of your phone. I mean, we do security checks on your firewall and your router, so why don't you do a security check on your phone? Maybe you just never thought of it. Well, that's why we're here to the rescue, and we got that coming up, as well as all of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, listen, if you're catching the show gets interrupted for whatever the reason, or if you want to hear certain parts of it again, look no further and get the entire podcast over at getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. Robert in Jacksonville, North Carolina. Hello there, Robert.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm terrific. What's going on? How can I help you?
Well, I've been trying to figure out what type of iPad or a notebook to get my wife. Evidently, she's been having some medical issues, so I'm trying to get her something while she's in the hospital and trying to get her something that she can easily learn how to use.
And it sounds like you've tried some other things in the past. What have you tried that hasn't worked?
Well, a good while ago, I bought her a notebook from through the Verizon. I think it was called the Ellipsis 8. I got that when I got her a cell phone because the buttons and everything was about the same. So I tried to teach her so she could learn both.
I see.
Evidently, she was having some issues with that. But I'm just trying to get her something that she can utilize. She's trying to get into the Zoom calls type of thing right now. So I'm trying to help her out, and she wants me to see what I can do for her.
So what is she in the hospital for? Where's she at?
Right now, she's in a specialty clinic. She's trying to get over. She's having some lung issues, had a few operations dealing with some cancer in her lungs and some other issues. So she's been in the hospital for the last, in and out for the last 5 months or so. So
that's tough. That takes a lot.
Trying to take care of her.
Yeah, that takes a lot out of a person.
As a matter of fact, I just arrived to the hospital a little while ago, so I'm here to stay with her for about 3 days before I go back.
Oh, well, you know, that's nice of you to do that. You know, it is. So have you tried an iPad or no?
I have not tried an actual iPad. Again, I've been mostly with I've been utilizing the Windows 10, basically, through Verizon, but I haven't tried an iPad yet.
I think when it comes time to introduce this type of technology to somebody, it's really hard to beat an iPad. I mean, it's so simple to use. You take it out of the box, and it says, "Hello, where are you? You're in the United States. You want it in English or any other language?" And then it walks you through the entire process. You just touch what you want to do, whether she wants to play a game of solitaire, she wants to FaceTime relatives, she wants to get on a Zoom call, she wants to go on Facebook, do her email, whatever it may be. And she can also watch movies. It's a phenomenal device. It really is just a phenomenal device. And the learning curve just isn't there. And the other thing the reason why I was hesitating is that, you know, I was going to ask you how much that you have to spend on an iPad, but what I'd like to do is I'd like to send you the iPad for your wife.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'll send you an iPad. Let me send you an iPad for your wife. I'll get you a nice 9.7-inch iPad. They're about $350.
Okay, because like I said, I've been trying to look for something for her because normally I translate her machines into Japanese or something like that, put some icons on there where she can click and see, you know, read magazines or movies or something like that. But I'm trying to make it easy for her.
Well,
she's trying to get me to get her now on a new phone. So she's talking about a flip phone. So I don't know about that, but we'll see.
Well, you know, but if she has the iPad with Wi-Fi, she can use that pretty much as a phone. She can FaceTime. She can text. Is she from Japan?
Yes, I met her when I was in the military 40 years ago.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's great.
Yes, ma'am.
So there's also all kinds of apps that she can download that will be in native to Japan. There's also translations. So if she's trying, maybe she forgot certain phrases, then she can just translate it on the fly. There's obviously Siri there. So if she can't reach her iPad, that she can ask questions thereof, just like, you know, what's the weather or what's my latest text. I mean, there's just all kinds of really great things. So what I want you to do is go to apple.com/iPad and look at a 9.7-inch iPad, because that's what I'm gonna send you. I don't want to send you the mini one. You know, it's okay, but I want to see, want to make sure that we get you, you know, something that's a little bit bigger than that. And the and then if you go to apple.com, when you go into her room, go to apple.com/iPad and start looking at some of the videos of how this gadget works. And then start thinking of ways that you could use it. Now, you will next hear from probably Marianne and Amber Barnett. And so that this way we can get your name and address and send you out the iPad and make sure it's all you know, trackable and good things like that. And you know, if you're a regular listener of the Kim Komando Show, you know that I do this, random acts of kindness. It's my way of giving back to long-term listeners, because you didn't say it, Robert, but somewhere on the screen it said that you actually remember me from computer tutor days. Oh, my gosh. That was when I did computer training tapes and sold them on television. So thank you for being along with me in my life, and I'd like to be able to help you and your wife back. And again, thank you so much. And listen, I always stress the importance of regular data backups, and iDrive's cloud-based backup solution is the best in the business. Just go to iDrive.com, use promo code Kim to save 90% off your first year. That's iDrive.com, promo code Kim. Stay right where you are, where you have brand new or not true coming right up, and you don't want to miss that. That's right, brand new or not true is brought to you by Epson. Kiss expensive cartridges goodbye. The EcoTank makes it easy, so make the switch today. Add EcoTank to your online shopping list and just fill and chill. Available at Amazon, Dell, Micro Center, and at Epson.com/EcoTankKim. That's right. It's time now for America's national radio game show sensation, where you can play along and guess, is it brand new or is it not true? Because every week, we have thousands of new gadgets and apps and websites, smart this, smart that. They're announced in the tech world, and some of these products are standouts, making the investors and inventors millions, if not billions, and others are just complete duds. And sometimes we sit there and go, what were they thinking? And before you know it, there is tech's newest unicorn. So when playing Brand New or Not True, I present you, the home listener, along with a very special contestant every week with three gadgets in the tech world. It's up to you to decide which one of the products is brand new that you can go out and buy right now, and which of the two products are not true. They are complete fakes. I just made them up. And joining us for Brand New or Not True is Cindy from Thatcher, Arizona.
Hi, Kim.
So now, if you win Brand New or Not True, I'm going to do a cameo for you. And if you're not familiar with cameo, you know what they are?
Yes, but it makes me a little nervous. No.
Oh, no, don't be nervous. It's just me and you and 6.3 million people listening. No problem.
Right. No big deal.
And with a cameo, in case you don't know, it's a video message. I personalize it just for you. Happy birthday, anniversary. And if you lose, you still get a great prize. It's an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack. It's a sturdy belt. It's blue, matches everything. And a Kim Komando Show logo right on the front for all to see. Priceless. We don't sell them. They're just one of a kind. So I'm going to go through our three products, and then it's up to you to decide, Cindy, which one is brand new. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. Our first product is the Chai Chi Smart Mood Ring. In 1975, John Denver's Thank God I'm a Country Boy was number one, and two super groovy folks in New York invented the mood ring. Well, it's 2021. One of those is making a comeback, and it's not John Denver, so it must be the mood ring. Now it's Smart. The Smart mood ring tracks your emotional state with 90% accuracy, shows you the people around you what your mood is. If it's green, you're calm. You're blue, you're relaxed. Violet, you're passionate. Black could mean you're nervous or just the crystal's broken. 3-day battery life made of titanium. It's net waterproof. Best not wearing rock climbing because there are too many ups and downs. $199. Second on our list is the Oops button for Windows users. Microsoft's founder Bill Gates admitted the Control-Alt-Delete was an error. He actually said it was a big mistake. We could have had a single button, but the guy who invented the keyboard didn't want to do it. So a Boston company has come up with the Oops Key keyboard. And so one key will do the whole Control-Alt-Delete and send your PC into the land of rebooting. It's a full-size keyboard, wireless, ergonomically designed, works with Windows 2000, Me, XP, Vista 7, 8, 10, all of the rest. Keyboard needs one AAA battery, not included, $29. Comes in black, silver, or red. And what did Bill Gates when he heard about the Oops keyboard? He said, word. Finally, product number three. There's a cartoon with a guy sitting on the couch looking at his dog, and the dog's sitting on the floor looking back at the guy. And in the cartoon, you see their thoughts. And the guy's thinking, if I was just a little smarter, I could figure out what you want. And the dog's thinking, if you were just a bit smarter, you could figure out what I want. That's where good dog comes into play. Clips on your dog's collar, tracks the dog's activity, heart rate, tells you what the dog is thinking, and most importantly, what the dog's barks mean. It's not getting great reviews. First reviewers say generally the dog thinks five basic thoughts. I'm hungry. Pay attention to me. Let me out. Where's my ball? Let's go play. Comes with an app so you can see patterns developing. The app is free. The device is $80. You know, I finally taught my dog how to fetch a glass of red wine. He's a Bordeaux collie. and he paws it himself. All right. So, okay, Cindy.
Okay.
All right. We have, and then we'll answer your question because I know that you are, you're a fifth grade. What do you do in Arizona?
I'm a fifth grade math teacher.
Okay. So you have your thinking cap on?
Yes. Hopefully that it will not fail me today.
Okay. So you have, so remember two products are fake and one is real. Okay. So we have the Chai Chi Smart Mood Ring. We have the Oops keyboard for Windows users. And the good dog collar tracker. So which product is real?
I want to say the smart mood ring.
And what do our judges say?
Cindy is correct. Great job, Cindy.
Woo-hoo. Yay, Cindy. So you get a cameo. We're going to send me a little note about what you want in the cameo. And then, of course, we'll send that off to you because, after all, you're a winner on Brand New or Not True. If you'd like to be a contestant in Brand New or Not True, just fill out the form at the top of the commando.com page. It says, be a caller, and you can get a cameo. And if you lose, well, you get a fanny pack. Okay, Cindy. So, gosh, now that you're so smart, how can I help you? What's on your mind?
Well, I teach, and I have a setup in my classroom where I have a Promethean board hooked to my laptop, and it's wonderful in lots of ways, but oftentimes I, you know, turn my back to my students. I'm, you know, on the board, and I think it would be very helpful to have either like a tablet or a slate, something that could connect to my laptop or my Promethean board that I could interact and write on, but I could still wander the classroom and help students, you know, help keep them on task or help answer their questions, you know, check and make sure they're actually doing what they're supposed to. But then I could still have the students see what I'm doing on the board from no matter where I am in the room.
That's really cool, you know, that you're able to do that. Windows laptop, MacBook, what do you got?
It has Windows 10 on it. I think it's like a Linux, or I can't even remember the brand of the laptop, but
that's okay. It doesn't matter.
It has Windows 10 on it.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, basically, the reason why I asked is if you're using Windows or Mac is that this, Active Inspire on the Promethean board, that doesn't work on an iPad for some reason. which I don't understand.
Oh, okay.
So automatically that's going to limit your ability to buy an iPad. So you're going to look at just a basic Windows 10 tablet, maybe a Surface Pad, since it works with Windows 10. Because I like to have everything all working together. And I know that you can mix and match, but why have the hassle if you don't need to get that hassle? Now, there is something that if you wanted to use an iPad, there's something for you to look up. It's called ClassFlow. ClassFlow works in the cloud. And what it does is allows you to take that Promethean board and put it onto all your mobile devices. So whether it's your phone, it's a tablet, or anything like that. But so, it's, you know, stick and take a look at the Windows 10 tablets. I'm sure that you'll be able to write this up as a grant so that this way you'll be able to get some money to, you know, help support what you're doing in the classroom. And again, that other product that you might want to take a look at is ClassFlow, because that works on all devices across the board with that Promethean board. And again, thank you for your call. Let's go ahead to our digital privacy tip. Boy, she's so smart. I don't trust big tech, and you shouldn't either. And this week is brought to you by StartMail. You've heard me say for years that free email services like Gmail or Yahoo, they're not really free. You pay with your privacy. In fact, these internet giants bank on exploiting your data by selling it to the highest bidder. Your business plan, Google probably has it. Your medical records, Yahoo can sell them to drug companies. That's why I use StartMail. It makes me feel safe again. I can send encrypted emails with just one click. And what's really great about it is that it's encrypted even if the recipient doesn't use encryption. And also, when you delete an email, it is gone forever. Now, switching to StartMail, I might say, oh, you know, I don't know. It's going to be such a pain in the neck. It's hard to do. Okay, it's not hard to do. We have all the steps on the website. I think there's three. You can easily transfer all of your current email data, so you're not starting from scratch. So dump the spy mail. Get rid of big tech. Get your own StartMail account right now. Go to startmail.com/Kim. You get this 7-day free trial. And I also arranged for you to get 50% off your first year. And I know if you love knowing that big tech isn't reading your email like I do, this is money well spent. That's the best deal they offer, by the way, this 7-day free trial and 50% off. And it's exclusive only for Kim Komando Show listeners. Go to startmail.com/Kim. That's start with the letter T. And you have to go to that /Kim or else you're not going to get the deal. Don't trust big tech with your data and privacy. Go to startmail.com/Kim and sign up now while you're thinking about it. All right, this week, it's all about giving your phone a security checkup with a free app. I mean, there are critical bugs discovered all the time. A recent one was discovered in Google Chrome, one of the most popular browsers worldwide, and a hacking group used it to attack security professionals. And then there are also all these cybersecurity threats. But how do you know if your phone is really locked down? Well, that's where a product called SafeMe, it's available on both Apple and Android, comes in. It's not antivirus software, but it's a nifty app that scans your phone's settings and alerts you to potential problems. It works in two parts, awareness and settings. So it's going to tell you, for example, some things that you might have your phone that you don't use anymore, your password usage, social media usage, any type of email scans. There's some videos for you to use. And then they're going to give you an overall cybersecurity score. Again, this is absolutely free. And it will test your device's security settings, passwords, and, of course, your know-how. It factors in things like account passwords, how long you leave your apps open, your social media apps. And then it gives you a score based on from 0 to 5. The higher the score, the fewer risks that you are facing. So we're going to give you a link to this app. We're going to tell you more about how you can take this free test and then what you can do with the score if it's low, what you can do if it's high. And we're going to give you a great gold star, by the way. And to find everything that I just spoke about, look no further than the official homepage of the Kim Komando Show. That's KOMANDO.com. And when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. All right, still to come this hour, it's all over Facebook. People are like so happy that they got the vaccination, so they're holding up their vaccination card. Is that a good idea or is it a bad idea? The answer is still to come this hour of the Kim Komando Show. All right, Apple now requires all apps to get your permission to share data across all the applications. And if the app doesn't do it, it's going to get kicked out of the App Store. So there's a company called pCloud. They want to see how different apps use your data. 52% of the apps tested share your information with third parties for targeted advertising. The top three apps that share your data with third parties, let's start at the bottom. Number one's LinkedIn, Number two is Facebook. What do you think the number one app is that shares your data with third parties? Anybody? Anybody? Instagram. Hit commando.com to see the full list of apps that share your data the most, along with another list of safer apps that don't share your data. Just look for the link, Kim Show, at the top of the homepage. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Solve IQ. Stop calling your kids every time you have a tech problem. For just a few bucks a month, you can call Solve IQ's tech support experts as many times as you need. Visit solveiq.com/Kim. That's Solve, S-O-L-V-E, the letters IQ.com/Kim. I did a great podcast over the last couple of weeks, and it's called The Right to Repair. Because if you buy certain things right now, you own it, but you can't fix it. And there's a big underground movement to change that. And I spoke with a farmer, Tom Schwartz, in Nebraska, who has like a $600,000 tractor, and he can't fix it. So it breaks. He's got to take it to the dealer. It's like $10,000 every time. And it's just nutso that you're not able to get into whatever you purchase. So you can find our podcast over at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, and Stitcher. And when you find our podcast, just look for Kim Komando Explains and search for K-O-M-A-N-D-O. And there you want to subscribe. If you're on Google or some of the other podcast players, Apple is changing it to say follow because they think that some people think you have to pay for it. You don't have to pay for it. So Kim Komando Explains is the podcast. There's also Tech Refresh that our very own Mike James, Ali, and Ben put together every single week. It's a lot of fun. And then there's also the Daily Consumer Tech Update. That's something that I put out every day. So wherever you get your podcast, make sure that you search for Komando. So this way you always stay up to date. Let's see, Kenneth in Colorado Springs. Hello there, Kenneth.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. You guys getting any snow up there?
Yes, a lot of snow. A lot of snow right now.
I saw it on the news. I was like, wow, and some good spring skiing, I'm sure.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
So what's going on?
Well, I have a question. It's about a 6-year-old. I'm trying to limit his access to the internet, but he is so smart. He is he's 6 years old, has a reading of a fifth grade level.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He has charged several times hundreds of dollars buying things on the internet.
Oh.
I've watched him. I believe he has a photographic memory. I don't do anything that I don't want him to see in front of him because that's what I believe. He also has attention disorder and autism.
Okay.
When he focuses on something, he's there. But then a few minutes later, he's focused on something else, and he's right there. Which comes back to the internet or computer. He has this game called the Roblox.
Sure.
And somehow or another, he has got his mother's account information on there and has charged us some things where he could just buy whatever he want on this game.
Oh, no.
So what his mother has finally done, after the third time, is block her credit cards. She tries to block him from the internet. Certain accounts or her account, and she can't understand how he is able to get inside these accounts. And I looked at her and I asked her, well, I said, well, if you forget your password to your account, what do you do to get on your account? Pretty much they ask her some questions and get some answers, and they send her a reset password. And I said, your 6-year-old understands this. And this is just what he's doing.
Oh, no. All right. So does he have a phone or a tablet, or what's he using? Or is he just using mom's phone?
He's using a tablet.
What kind of tablet?
And sometimes his mother's phone.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Sometimes his mother's phone.
I would tell mom to put something on her credit card that anytime anything gets charged, that she gets an automatic notification. It's just she can get a text or an email, and then she can see exactly what's going on. There are things that you can do on an iPad and also on an iPhone. Is that you can, under settings, there's something called screen time. And that's where you can limit and content and privacy restrictions. You can also disallow any in-app purchases as well, which I would highly, highly recommend at this point. You know, if there's some reason why she doesn't want to do that, is instead of tying a credit card with her Apple account, go buy a $20, $10 Apple.com gift card and use the gift card. So that this way, it's not unlimited funds on a credit card. He runs out of money on the gift card, he's done. There's a parental control program I think you definitely need, and it's called Qustodio, and that starts with a Q. Qustodio is how you spell it. And it gives you all the tools and protection that you're going to need against your little Einstein here. As far as, you know, limiting time limits by device, you can see reports, you can block games, you can block apps. There's a family locator also, by the way. There's call tracking. You can monitor what he's seeing on YouTube, because I'm sure he's over there by now. And, wow, you get your hands full. That's all I can say. You know what? You are in for the ride of your life, Kenneth. I hope you're holding on, because if he's like this when he's six, watch out. I'll put some links to what I mentioned over at commando.com and the Q&A forum inside the Commando community. And thank you for your call. Coming right back, true or false, is it okay to post a selfie of your vaccination card on Facebook? The answer still to come here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, you're seeing it all over Facebook and on social media. People are super excited that they got their vaccination cards. So what they're doing is taking a picture of it and holding it up like, yes, okay. On the card, full legal name, date of birth, doses, lot numbers, vaccine manufacturer, dates when you were inoculated. People are now downloading those cards, making cards up, because maybe they don't want to get the vaccine, they can't get it, whatever it may be. So do not post a selfie of yourself with the vaccination card. Stay right where you are. We have another fun-filled hour of the Kim Commando Show coming up that you don't want to miss here on the West Star Multimedia Network.